T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. My main man, Tim Frisbee, is coming through for me, Lonzo. Listen to this. And, you know, I'm getting killed for this on social media because I gave you the line of Clemson versus the Miami Dolphins. It's Miami minus 19, which would give Miami a 94% chance of winning that game. But it's not impossible. And I think you look at quarterback, Clemson has the edge. Running back, Kenyon Drake versus Travis Etienne. Two first-round wide receivers for Clemson versus Miami's leading wide receiver was an undrafted free agent this year. Give me a break. I mean, so you're saying there's a chance. I don't think there's a great one, but I don't think it's impossible either. My man Tim Frisbee of the Gamecocks joined us at 1:20 today. Gave me some great info here, Lonzo. He says, up until 1976, the defending Super Bowl champions would play a team of college all-stars at Soldier Field in July. In 1963, the college players beat the Green Bay Packers. I remember watching the last ever game between the Steelers versus the college all-stars in 1976, aging myself. The Steelers won that one 24-0. Look, I'm not saying it's a great shot of happening, but folks, you've already witnessed this year a 26-point upset. You've witnessed Georgia State upsetting Tennessee. Guess what the win probability of that one was? 98% for the Vols. Guess what the win probability of Clemson versus the Miami Dolphins is? 94% for the Dolphins. You've seen Team USA beat Russia in hockey. I don't have patience for people that can't even open their minds up to imagine anything. I don't understand that. Just
the college
imagine.
Team would be destroyed because it's a different game now. The NFL has grown in prestige. There's also a nerve factor. If you're a college team, and I know it's one thing to win a national championship, it's a totally different thing. The hype that would be behind this day and age, a college team playing an NFL team, they would be beat before they even walked on the field.
I think Miami would be motivated to play Clemson in a way they're not motivated to play their own games right now. But if Clemson got unmotivated Miami, you never know. That's all I'm saying. You never, never know. We're joined right now by our buddy Cole Bryson, who is the voice of Burns Football, which you can hear each and every Friday here on ESPN Upstate at 7 p.m., as well as the Saturday Scramble on Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 a.m., your A-plus level high school football scoreboard show first thing Saturday morning. Set your clocks to it, 8 to 10 a.m. Cole Bryson joins us right now. Cole, what's happening, buddy?
What's going on, guys? It's good to hear y'all argue again, man. I love it.
So Cole, you can call me an idiot if you think I'm an idiot for that. Where do you come out on this? 19 points, an odds maker in Vegas told me. Clemson versus Miami Dolphins.
As big as a Clemson fan as I am, I think we would love to believe that it could happen, but I think your analysis on the old game in 1965 or whatever it was where the Packers got beat, I think it's the same thing in all levels of sports now. The athletes are so much bigger, faster, and stronger. And could Clemson score? Maybe. But I think the main thing is, yeah, Miami's receiving core isn't the greatest.
It's not Clemson's. Clemson is better at quarterback, running back, and wide receiver. Are they not?
They are, but I think Miami would have so much more depth at positions we didn't realize that would just demolish. I mean, if Clemson's backups had to come in, I don't think it would be a good thing. I think it would just. I think Clemson could score, but I think the depth would be the kicker.
I think you're probably right. But what I don't get are these people who can't even imagine it, man. Those people who can't imagine it could never imagine the miracle on ice way back when in 1980 either. Okay, let's get to some high school football. I was surprised to see Burns kind of scuffling around with Spartanburg during much of that game on Friday night. Cole, what happened there?
Well, you know, I talked to Reggie Shaw just a few minutes ago. I do every Wednesday at around 1:30 for our weekly interview. And I asked him the same thing. You know, it's a region game versus a Chris Miller-led football team. Chris Miller is one of the best coaches, if not the best in the state. He's been, you know, doing this a long, long time. And anytime you play Chris Miller, you know that regardless of what kind of team he has, he's going to have a very good game plan. And he did for the first half, but it was more on Burns, I believe. You know, Burns had a couple of penalties in the first half that really killed him. They turned the ball over, and that's something that Burns doesn't do much of. They just don't turn the ball over much, and they did Friday. And then Spartanburg in the first half was able to move the football a little bit. They had a quarterback, their starting quarterback, Zay Foster, went out due to a concussion. The backup came in and actually moved the ball pretty good for a little while, but once Burns made adjustments defensively, it didn't last long, as you saw in the second half when Burns just pounced on him.
They certainly did, and Burns did pull away after some time in that game, was surprised at how long it remained incredibly competitive. We've got some big games coming up this week. We've got Boiling Springs at Dorman. We've got Burns at Gaffney. We've got Chapman at Eastside. I was surprised in looking at some of your notes here, Cole, that you don't consider Burns a favorite in this game.
Well, I mean, I think it's 50-50, Mark. I think half the people you talk to will consider Burns a favorite. I think the other half will consider Gaffney a favorite. When several people that I am in circles with made their picks for the state champion this season, the majority of those, I would say 90% of their picks was Burns and Gaffney making it out of the upstate. So when it comes down to those two, it's really like a 50-50 on who thinks, you know, it going to represent the upstate in Columbia. And, you know, this is the matchup we've all been waiting for Friday night, Burns at Gaffney. So I think, you know, the way Burns has been playing, I would probably think they're the hotter team. But Gaffney, it's just, man, if you, they're just so talented in every position. Coach Shaw described it, you know, they have guys at every single position that are fast. They're so dangerous. And literally, I think if there was a spread in high school football, I think this would be just a straight up pick 'em because this game could be so close.
So close indeed. Other big ones, Boiling Springs at Dorman, Chapman at Eastside. I know both teams started 1-0 in region play, Boiling Springs at Dorman. What are some keys in this one?
Well, the problem with this game is, Mark, Boiling Springs offensively, you take away that Riverside game because you just can't count Riverside as a football team that actually has a pulse anymore. And I hate to say that in that type of tone, but it's true. So if you look at the three games Boiling Springs has played outside of Riverside, their offense has been very, very stale. Dorman's defense has been terrific through four games. Dave Gutshaw's team, I think, is averaging, I believe I calculated earlier, they're giving up a touchdown a game on average. So their defense is exceptional right now. Dave Gutshaw's coming off of his 400th career win as a head coach, and that win over Hillcrest last week. I just think all around at every position, Dorman's the better team. This is a down year for Boiling Springs, as we've talked about. A lot would have to go right and then some in order for Boiling Springs to pull out the upset on Friday night. Dorman's just really good this year, man. You saw what they did against Hillcrest, and you know, a game that even I thought would be very close. It was never close, even from kickoff. So Dorman's talented. They look like they are a very well-seasoned team. And Boiling Springs is going to have, you know, their biggest game ever to defeat Dorman. Boiling Springs has not beaten Dorman since 2013. October 25th of 2013 was the last time Boiling Springs has beaten Dorman. So it's been a while. Boiling Springs is their homecoming this week. So it's going to be tough. Both teams are 1-0, but I think Dorman's just the bigger fish in the pond here.
So we've got Dorman over Boiling Springs. Let's keep it rolling with the picks here. Burns at Gaffney. Let's make it official.
You know, I have to go Burns. I think Burns is, when they are clicking, I think they can beat anybody in the state. I've seen it. I haven't seen Gaffney, so I've just got to go with Burns.
Chapman at Eastside.
This one could be a good one. How long can Eastside withstand this powerful Chapman offense. I'm going Chapman by, you know, a few touchdowns here, but I think Eastside will keep it close for a good bit of the game. But I like Chapman.
Hillcrest at Spartanburg.
Whew, this one's a tough one to pick, man. This one was really hard. Spartanburg is – there's a lot of hype around them. They are opening their stadium up for the first time in the history of Spartanburg Viking football. They have their own football stadium. Many years of playing at Wofford College has come to an end. Spartanburg debuting their brand-new, just, you know, multi-million dollar facilities Friday night. So a lot of hype. Hillcrest coming off of a loss to Dorman. I think Spartanburg edges Hillcrest out in a very, very close game.
How about Landrum at West Oak?
Yeah, Landrum should have no trouble with West Oak. West Oak's, you know, been down the past few years. I think Landrum wins comfortably.
Chesney at Blacksburg.
You know, this is a very interesting matchup. Chesney struggled out of the gate this season, and Blacksburg has kind of had a roller coaster season. They've shown a lot of bright spots. Can Chesney not turn the ball over? And can Chesney, you know, you look at the games Chesney's lost, they've been so close. We talked about it Saturday. They could easily, very, you know, they've lost three. They could have very easily won those three. So I am going to edge it out to Chesney. I don't love this pick, but I'm picking Chesney against Blacksburg.
Wren at Broome.
Ooh, Broome is coming off of a big loss to Eastside, and Wren demolished easily. I think it was like 63-3. You know, another high-powered offense Lynn Fleming's team's going to have to face. Broome's down this season. I like Wren to take care of Broome.
Woodmont at Wade Hampton.
Woodmont's been just a very improved football team. They've been so fun to watch this season. You know, we have a lot of local taste, a lot of local irons in the fire, if you will, over at Woodmont with Jet Turner, the head coach at Woodmont, who came from Broome, and Joey Hawkins, the strength coordinator over there, who came from Bowling Springs, been in the area a long time. Woodmont's a good football team, and I like Woodmont to win.
You are 38-11 on the year, including a scalding 9-1 over the last week, Cole. Somebody call the fire department. He needs to be put out. This is incredible. Really, really good picks by you, and we'll see if you can keep it going for another week here. You are, of course, our voice of Burns football. Has there been anything surprising to you about this experience thus far?
You know, I don't know about surprising. I've been, you know, Burns is just a different culture when it comes to high school football compared to what others are. Burns is just, even on down years, Burns is a standard. It's a lot different than what other schools, you know, imply. So not a lot of surprises, but a lot of welcoming changes as far as how this Burns, you know, athletic department is ran. It starts at the top with Tony Gillespie. He does a fantastic job. And it's just been a fun 4 or 5 weeks, man. And I hope it continues for a long time into December.
Wonderful stuff. You're doing a fantastic job, Cole. Be sure to check out Burns and Gaffney this Friday night at 7 p.m. right here on ESPN Upstate. And then don't forget the best high school football scoreboard show coming your way Saturday morning, 8 to 10 a.m. also right here on ESPN Upstate. Unprecedented high school football coverage. Cole, great talking to you, bud. Talk to you next week. Thanks so much.
Yeah, man, always a pleasure. Talk to you guys soon.
All right. Cole Bryson, our voice of Burns High School football. Coming up next on the show. Normally, I only am willing to do this with the opposite gender. But next, Lonzo and I will role play together. And I'll explain when Offsides with Mark Ryan continues right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Delvin has been hanging patiently, wanting to get on to talk about the Gamecocks. We'll do that right now. Hey, Delvin.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Always great, man. Good to talk to you. What's up?
Man, I was thinking about you had to lizard your coaches, and this name just kept popping up for a week. I don't know why it's been in my head about who would be a good fit at Sacramento for a head coach. I don't know what your guys – this name is off the radar a little bit. I know the name is famous right here in South Carolina. I was thinking about Deuce Staley in Philadelphia, the assistant head coach, be a head coach, come back home, start resurrect the program.
Okay, Deuce Staley, like the player, remember him well, like what he's done in the National Football League. I personally, Delvin, would prefer somebody where I've gotten to see what they can do as a head coach. I don't want to be playing the guessing game. We can agree that South Carolina needs to hit on this hire, right? They need to get this next hire right. And I feel like you've got a much better chance of getting it right if there's a body of work as a head coach. If you hire Deuce Staley and he misses, you've just repeated the exact same problem that you made with Will Muschamp. You hired a coordinator that's a much, much better number two than he is a number one, right? So I have concerns about that. My guy is Brian Harsin, Boise State. He's 65-15 there. Boise State has the inside track to be the one group of five team to play in the New Year's Six bowl games this year. I think they've got a great shot to be undefeated. I watched them against Air Force on Friday night. I even tweeted that, hey, Gamecocks fans, this is a good look at a guy that I think would be a perfect match for you. And you look at the rest of their schedule, Boise State could roll the rest of the way. That is a legit head coach. He coached at Arkansas State, was an assistant at Texas, ties to the South. I don't know, Delvin. He'd be number one on my wish list.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with Brian Harsin, but I just thought Deuce Staley, you know, the one name that came up. I don't know why it just came up. It just came up to me like Deuce Staley probably.
I got you, Delvin. Yes, thanks so much for the phone call, man. Do appreciate it. Do appreciate it very much. Okay, so what I would like to get to now is what I consider to be Dabo Swinney's biggest challenge this year as a head coach for the Clemson Tigers, okay? And that challenge is keeping his team motivated, keeping his team hungry. Now, I think he does a fine job at this. I just don't know how he does it. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's saying. I can tell you that whenever Florida was great back in the day, there were a couple of games a year where either the Gators would come oh so close to losing a game they had no business falling in, or they would actually lose said game. And we actually had a name for this. We called it an orange pants game. Whenever the Gators were wearing orange pants on the road, they never wore that color combination for a big game. For a big game, it was always white pants or blue pants. They always wore orange pants when it was like at Arkansas, and Arkansas was awful, very similar to the way they are now. And we would look at each other and we'd say, oh no, orange pants game. The players weren't up. It was a game they were supposed to win, one of those no-win scenarios. Folks, Clemson's schedule is laced with no-win scenarios this year. I mean, you know, every single game on the docket here, what can Clemson do to impress you in any of these games? UNC, FSU, Louisville, Boston College, Wofford, North Carolina State, Wake Forest, and South Carolina. So Lonzo and I thought we would get sexy, and we would role-play the role of Dabo to his team, with Lonzo and I changing roles effortlessly here. So, Lonzo, if you would, and let's roll the Kenny G music. No, I'm just kidding. I like to give you a short heart attack every once in a while, Lonzo.
There's a no Kenny G policy at this radio station. That's why I didn't jump.
Is that true? I don't believe that's
true.
Yeah,
I just instituted it.
Oh, you just started that, huh? Okay. Keep in mind, Lonzo, I'm gullible, and I will read whatever is on the teleprompter.
And
those
two
things will work against me.
You thought we'd get sexy. I don't need to get. But you go ahead.
You already is, huh? He already is. All right, Lonzo. I am a group of players featuring Travis Etienne, T. Higgins, Justin Ross, Amari Rodgers, Lynn J. Dixon, J.C. Chalk. I am these players, okay? And, you see us loafing around at practice, which I imagine is what's going on. Coach, we're a 27.5-point favorite against UNC. We're going to be over a 30-point favorite at FSU. You might imagine, what is the message? What are you saying to your team to, and you speak to me as a player here. What is your message to keep me motivated and focused the rest of the way?
You know, I see you lollygagging over there. I see you're loafing, you're half booty in it.
Coach, listen, UNC, man, I mean, really, they just lost to App State last week. Coach, we good.
I just want to know, do you want to be that guy? Do you know what that guy is? That guy is the guy who's the guy who cost the Clemson Tigers their first loss in, what, 2011 games, something like that, 3,000 games? I don't know.
19 games in a row.
Here's the thing. Do you want to be that guy? You want to be the guy that all those fans that are out there who love the Clemson Tigers look at you and go, that's the guy who cost us the game. Do you want to be the guy who cost us a chance to go to the playoff, cost us a chance to win our third championship in like 4 years? Do you want to be that guy? Do you want to be that guy that the kids look up to and go, you know, that's who I don't want to be?
Coach, they can't beat us even if I don't try.
Well, here's one thing we can do. As you've noticed, we play a lot of players here at Clemson. We play a lot of players. And if you're not going to give me your all, I can move you back to the back of the line. You know what? The next guy up, he's going to be just as good, and he wants to play.
Okay. I see where you're going with that. Your Dabo twang needs a little bit of work.
Oh, I could have did it. I could go full on Dabo, I'm not going to go full on Dabo.
I don't know why.
Because it sounds a little bit closer to Spurrier than it does Dabo.
So. Is that the reason why?
Yeah.
Is that the reason why? Okay. I'll open this up to you guys. If you'd like to role play this, what would be your message to your team to keep the Tigers focused between now and the end of the season? Because the reality is, this is their biggest obstacle. Their biggest obstacle looks at them in the mirror every day. It's not who they're playing, okay? There is not one top 25 team that remains on the schedule in terms of the AP poll this year. The home schedule, if I'm honest with you, is even worse. The next home game against Florida State is the only one where there could be a flicker of interest. And Lonzo, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this or not, but I'm going to say it anyway. The media section, the press box at the Charlotte game was 75% empty. Keep in mind, the last time I was there was for Texas A&M, where I'm like shoulder to shoulder to people in 96-degree heat, beads of sweat coming off my face. I'm expecting the same thing. There's 75% empty. I could look down the entire row. There were like 15 empty seats before I saw the person next to me.
There's a positive to that, though. No line to get your food.
No line to get your food.
That's right.
You can stretch out.
Even get away with a little cheering because there's not as many people noticing.
I cheered the Disney movie. That's what I cheered. I cheered the filming of the Disney movie. But anyway, I think this is the hardest challenge that Clemson faces. So, Lonzo, I will turn on my inner Southern charm, and you are my you just transferred to Clemson as a third string, no, as a Division III offensive lineman from where? What college did we play?
Really? Otterbein.
Otterbein. Are they located in Butte, Montana, and are the is the mascot the platypi?
No, they're actually located in Westerville, Ohio, and while I was there, they couldn't figure out if their mascot was actually the cardinal or the otters.
Okay.
And they were like both painted at different places, it was a long time ago.
Well, that's a problem. Auburn can't figure out if their mascot's the eagle or the tiger. There's an issue.
Auburn
there.
Is considerably better than Otterbein, although I've heard they've done pretty well lately.
Otterbein. Clemson versus Otterbein.
You want to make fun of my alma mater. That's fine.
We
that's
do not. Fine. No one. Well, I'd like to see that matchup said. Absolutely nobody. Anyway.
By the way, Westerville, Ohio, where Prohibition started. So, I mean, anyway.
There you go.
And the town was still dry. I'm not positive if it still is, but yeah.
Here we go. You've transferred to the Clemson Tigers. I'm seeing you loafing in practice, okay? And here we go. Yeah, that's right. That's right, Lonzo. You've transferred. Lonzo, great to have you here, man. I'm not seeing that A-level effort, though, today. May I ask why? What's the problem?
Coach, I'm just not feeling it today, Coach. I'm doing my best, but, you know, it's just one of them days.
Do you like it here at Clemson?
I love it here, Coach. You know, especially the locker room, man. That thing is great.
You like it here at Clemson. Okay. How'd you like it at Otterbein?
It was all right.
Well, how would you like to go back to Otterbein?
Is this your pep talk, really? Really?
Would you like to step it up a little bit here today? No, seriously. This is a national championship effort. And Lonzo, I know that you came here because you have dreams and hopes of making a living at this, okay? And here's what I can tell you. Practice habits translate to the games. And if you are loafing in practice, I guarantee you subconsciously that's going to happen in the game. Number one, you're not going to be in the game if you're doing that for us. Number two, guess what the NFL scouts are going to see? Because they're all here. They're at all of our games. This is the place to be if you want to play in the NFL. If they see a Division III transfer loafing on the field at Clemson, hey, you might as well do a magic trick with your pro prospects because they're going right out the window. It's not about UNC. It's not about Florida State, Boston College, Wofford, NC State, Wake Forest, or South Carolina. It's about you. It's about making you the best Lonzo you can be. It's about you're competing against yourself, not the opposition. Can you do one more bench press than you could do yesterday? One more squat than you can do yesterday? Can I push you to one more pancake than you had a day before? And I'm not talking the kind at IHOP. I'm talking the kind at the football field. That's what I need from you, Lonzo Reitzel, to achieve greatness here. And you are measured against only yourself. Okay? So can you find it from within to give me your 110% best?
Go Tigers!
Listen to that. Listen to that. I missed my calling. I've clearly missed my calling as a head coach. I don't know how that didn't happen. I really don't know how that didn't happen. All right. Coming your way next. Do the Carolina Panthers secretly want Cam to be done? Don't laugh. I've got a theory behind this, and I'll share it with you next. Right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be with you. Hump Day episode. So, you know, what I do a lot of times for prep is I will sometimes something lands right in your lap. Other times you listen to other shows, you watch other things to allow your brain to spawn ideas of your own. This was one of those fall in your lap categories, and it was interesting. So I'm watching The Herd with Colin Cowherd yesterday. And he goes into a segment about Cam Newton, and I thought he had a really interesting theory. For start, he says Cam's injury allows the Panthers, the obvious, to get a much closer look at his backup.
Tom Pelissero is reporting this morning that Cam is believed to be dealing with a Lisfranc injury. The plan now is to keep rehabbing in terms of returning and avoiding an injury. It could be a while before he returns to the field. This is classic. Cam, we rushed you back. Our bad. It was irresponsible of us. Cam, we want you fully healthy. Let's go to Thanksgiving. Let's just get to Thanksgiving. This is the transition piece they need. Cam, and by the way, Cam's always had other interests in his life. Cam, rehab, our mistake, our bad. You stay, get totally healthy. And then they can watch 6-7 games of Kyle Allen and make a determination. This is good.
He thinks it's good. He thinks it's a good thing. It's our fault. We accept the blame. Let's go. It's our fault. So let's go ahead and keep you out the vast majority of the season. It almost sounds like that's what Carolina wants to do. Colin continues, how long will it take to know what kind of player the Panthers have in Kyle Allen?
McCaffrey, Kyle, Samuel, DJ Moore, Greg Olson. This is good. That's what Carolina needs because they're ready to move off Cam. They just don't know what they have, and they need, I think you got to have 6-7 games with Kyle Allen. I mean, it was nice in Arizona. Now he plays Houston. But, you know, Arizona's a rebuilding team, and Houston's secondary is weak. So even after 2 wins, what can you say about Kyle Allen? You need about 5, 6, 7 games. Let's see him at home. Let's see him on the road. Let's see him against the veteran coach. Let's see him again. Because Arizona's nice, but it's Arizona. And Houston's talented, but that secondary's kind of a mess. So even if Kyle Allen lights it up this weekend, my takeaway would be, okay, that's great. We're not going to face those teams in our division. I got Drew Brees and the Saints. I got Atlanta, Dan Quinn. I got Todd Bowles, very good coach in Tampa. So this is the break they need because, listen, Cam's been in this league now 9 years. He completes 59% of his throws. His passer rating is an 85. There's never been in the history of American television a show that after 9 years was just like, eh.
Is that it? Okay. That was a weird ending there. I get what he's saying. He's like, Cam is what he is. There's never been a show in the history of American television that after 9 years was like, eh, and then all of a sudden blew up. Right. So he's looking at Cam Newton. He's like 58% completions. He's like 85 quarterback rating, 86 quarterback rating. Folks, is it at all possible? And I'm sure you've been in this case as well. Have you ever been in a relationship where you're trying to get out of the relationship and you'd like to get out of the relationship and that you don't know how to get out of the relationship? I feel like some of you may have hopefully not presently, but in previous parts of your life, been stuck in marriages that you were hoping for an out clause on, been stuck in jobs that you were hoping for an out clause on. It works very much the same way in the NFL. You know, the Oakland Raiders, I think, realized their mistake with Antonio Brown very, very early. And to save face, they were like, man, we're going to take it on the chin for this. But wouldn't it be nice if he gave us an out clause? I think the New England Patriots were looking for an out clause on, Antonio Brown as soon as the first allegation came out. And they got the out clause when Antonio Brown was threatening the new accuser with text messages. I feel like they got that out clause. They received said out clause. Folks, is it at all possible that the Panthers have been looking for an out clause with Cam Newton and they don't know if they have one and they don't know if they can get out because of Cam Newton's popularity? Folks, Lonzo will tell you this. A week ago Friday, we set a record for phone calls, not only in this time slot, but in both time slots, 1 to 4 and 4 to 7 p.m. We had, this is not, look, I take calls, but it's not, I'm not a caller-driven show, right? I like to provide the content for you, but I take calls, right? We had 5 phone lines filled with calls over and over and over again. Whenever we would take a couple calls, they would fill right back up again. What was the topic? Cam Newton. The topic was Cam Newton. He is incredibly polarizing. He's an electric topic. He's been great in your community. He's perhaps been the best player in the history of the franchise. But he's no longer Cam. He's no longer that guy. And I believe that the Carolina Panthers are trying to find a way out of this situation. You know, Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Oh, my God, the Paul George trade gave us a get-out-of-jail-free card. With this horrible Russell Westbrook contract, now we have an excuse to the fan base to get rid of him. Now we have an excuse. Did Charlotte want out from Kemba Walker? Well, they have nobody to sell in terms of playing there, but they weren't going to win with him. He goes to Boston. Now you have an out clause. I think Carolina might not outwardly admit this, but might it be time to turn the page? And might they know they have to turn the page? And might they be receiving pressure from new ownership to maximize profits? And you know profits are going to decline if Cam is no longer in the game. This might be Cam Newton's get out of jail free card. And what do you know? We're joined by Cam Newton right now. right here on the line. I'm just kidding. Cam joins us right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Hopefully not Cam Newton, or else I'm in big trouble.
Oh, no. I was before the name Cam was even popular. So I wish that the situation in Columbia was like the situation in Charlotte. The only bad thing is there's no such thing as a backup coach. So, I mean, Carolina's got it made. I mean, they've got two capable quarterbacks. Kyle Allen's a good quarterback. I don't know much about Will Greer, what he's going to do. But in Columbia, if you had a backup coach, that would be wonderful.
I'm sure it would be.
That would be fantastic. Wonderful. Handwriting's on the wall. I know this is not about South Carolina right now, but, I mean, I couldn't help but, you know, kind of intertangle the two. But, I mean, it's just – I don't understand what's going on down there right now. But Cam Newton, he looks like a man that's burnt out. Not only with football, but mentally, with the Carolina Panthers.
Mentally, physically, maybe it's time for a fresh start for Cam. Carolina Panthers fans, including Lonzo, will hate to hear this, but I believe, and they'll never admit this publicly, Cam, I believe there were some smiles behind the scenes when he couldn't come back. Just like I believed, and I got called classless for believing there were smiles in Columbia when Jake Bentley had the same Liz Frank foot injury. Just like I smiled when Felipe Franks couldn't play after getting injured for Florida because he was so bad, I wanted any other option besides Felipe Franks to under center. Right? So I think this presents a window of opportunity where, you know, Carolina, before this injury, was damned if they did and damned if they didn't with Cam. He wasn't playing well enough, but good luck taking out the fan favorite. What did Kyle Allen do last week? Had one of the best debuts you could ever possibly imagine. 264 yards passing, four touchdown passes, no interception, 146 quarterback rating. Would have never gotten that opportunity if Cam was physically capable of playing. They would have continued to play him even if he sucked, right?
Well, I'm gonna make a bold statement here. I don't think Cam Newton could have done what Kyle Allen did against Arizona's bad defense, not the way he's been playing.
Agree or disagree, Lonzo?
Oh, I agree, because he can't throw right because of that foot. And he classically has balls that sail on him, and none of those balls sailed on Kyle Allen. He looked very precise.
Well, this thing started not too long ago when they started drafting and bringing in free agent, small, short, speedy receivers. Cam Newton has always overthrown the ball. Even with Sheldon Benjamin, he had to climb the ladder to get it half the time when he was throwing it. So it's kind of threw Cam for a loop with the speedy, short receivers as well. And it's just because even at Auburn, notorious, he had tall, lanky receivers. So, I think the handwriting's on the wall. I think he's gone after this year.
I believe they're happy about this in the Carolina Panthers offices.
Cam, thanks. Not happy about it. Thanks
for the call, man. I do appreciate.
Can I make a minor correction? He said Sheldon Benjamin.
Sheldon
Benjamin's actually a professional wrestler. So
Kelvin Benjamin is the wide receiver that is a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Is he even still in the NFL? I don't know.
Was on the Bills most recently, I think. All right, coming up next, I posed a question on social media last night. I had no idea it was going to blow up in the fashion that it did. I'm going to ask all of you the same question next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. All right, so last night on Twitter, I just had this thought. I tweeted it out. I expected to get maybe, you know, a handful of responses, and it blew up, man. It was really kind of cool to see this. It blew up to the tune of 5,770 times viewed for the tweet, and I'd like to ask you guys the same question that I asked the Twitterverse last night. You can follow us on Twitter at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word. That's not Alonzo. That's Lonzo on Word. At Mark Ryan on Air, at MARC Ryan on Air is how you can get to me. What's a movie you like but nobody else does? And it was a simple question, but a good question, and people could fire off their answers really, really quickly to that, Lonzo. And I'd like to pose that question to you, Lonzo, and to you guys listening at 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN. What's a movie you like that nobody else does?
See, I think that's a little too general. I don't think there's, I mean, there's probably someone else out there who likes it, but
You know what I mean by nobody else, though? I think it's a fantastic movie.
I defend this movie often. It's Star Wars Episode One, The Phantom Menace, and there are Star Wars purists who absolutely hate the prequels, especially the first one, and I have arguments with them weekly, sometimes
daily.
Are
we done with Star Wars now?
No. There's a new one coming out next month. In November, rather.
So how many prequels can you have? How far back are we going
here? This isn't prequels now. This is continuing the story.
Okay, so we're done with the prequels, and now we're past the ones that took place in the 80s, and now we're after that taking place?
Yes, we've been after that. Yes.
Okay. 1-844-477-3776 is the number.
I'm not getting his call because he's just going to yell at me. It's Darth Chosen. And I like the prequels, and he doesn't like...
Oh, is that what he's going to do?
Probably.
So Lonzo's purposely not answering your call here.
Actually, I'm not answering because we're out of time.
There you go. My two movies that I like that nobody else likes. Draft Day, Kevin Costner, fantastic movie. No one gives it any love, man. I mean, that's one of my favorite all-time sports movies. My other one is Castaway. Full admission, I cry every single time I watch that movie. Cry every single time. People are like, there's no dialogue in the movie. There doesn't need to be.
Never seen either one.
Oh, God.
No interest at all.
God, Lonzo, if I give you Castaway, will you watch it?
No.
Lonzo, stop it. It's a fantastic movie. I'm bringing it for you tomorrow. Draft Day and Castaway are my movies that I love that nobody else even likes. What are yours? Coming your way next, it's the top three at three, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.